Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
It is Carson and Kennedy. Mix 104.1, Carson on vacation this week. We have Chef Jason Sanchez sitting in with us all this week, as you have.
And
we
in really, the flesh.
Really do appreciate it. It's
Thank
always
you.
So much
so
fun when you're here.
So fun.
We just love that you get up early knowing that it was your first day back at work after being on vacation.
But very successful, and I made it here fresh and ready to go.
Woohoo! Nothing burned down in your absence, which we're grateful for. So tomorrow is the big day. I've got my surgery happening tomorrow.
It's the final countdown, Kennedy.
It is indeed.
Melvin's getting thrown out the club.
Melvin, for those of you that don't know, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I found out over the 4th of July weekend. I have what's called DCIS, ductal carcinoma in situ, which means that the cancer is inside the ducts in my breast and that it hasn't moved outside the ducts, which is great news. So most likely like 99.99% wouldn't spread. Literally the best case scenario if one could have cancer. This is the cancer one wants to have. So I go in tomorrow morning. It's supposed to be around 7:45. We'll find out today if that time sticks. And I don't even have to have general anesthesia. I am in and out. I just get that fun little mixture of like lorazepam, Valium, and propofol.
Oh,
that just
a
makes
good
you,
breakfast.
Makes you time travel a little bit. And then I'll wake up. And once the drugs have worn off, I can go home. And it'll just be some ice packs. So,
and how are you feeling about everything?
I feel good. I really do. I've had a couple of moments where I freak out a little bit. But I think this is one of the one benefits of living alone is that you don't have someone to commiserate with at all times, to just constantly be talking about it with. So I've just tried to put my mind into other things and keep my mind focused on other stuff. Because, you know, as I've said to you guys before, my surgeon, you know, looked me in the face and said, this is fine. We're going to be fine.
I mean, he knows.
And she. And no worries. If a surgeon who went to school for a billion years and then has been doing this for another billion tells me this, then who am I to say, I don't read the internet about it. I don't go down rabbit holes. I've joined a couple of like supporty groups, you know, just to get some ideas of what the radiation might be like afterwards. But I've been really good about not letting myself go down rabbit holes or overthink it, which you know I am want
right.
to do.
Oh,
I'd be in a puddle.
But I can't, because I really believe that cancer feeds on fear. I really believe that your mindset has so much to do with your day, with the way that
incredibly
you work.
Powerful. Yes.
That it. Yeah. If I tell myself I'm going to be sick and sad, well, then you know what? I'm going to be sick and sad. And if I say instead I'm going to go live my day like it's a normal day, then it's a normal day.
And if you say you're going to kick Melvin's ass,
we're going to kick Melvin's ass. So
Mr. X coming in?
Mr. X gets in late tonight. And then so he'll be here to take me tomorrow, and he'll be here for the whole long weekend. What I didn't realize when I booked this, because I just took the first date they gave me, was realizing that it's Labor Day weekend. So I get a couple extra days just to,
well, it's good.
You know,
it's good to recover.
To recover or to whatever. I think the recovery will be pretty quick. I think, you know, like I said, just a lot of ice.
Right.
Compression garments, which are always fun.
I'm glad that you're in such a good headspace about it.
Yeah, I can't be any other way. What would be the point of it? There's nothing I can do. I am not a surgeon. I am not an oncologist. I am not any of these things. I'm just me. And I know that I can get that way. So I don't want to get that way. I spent a lot of years being that way for imaginary reasons.
Right.
And it took a long time to get here. So now that I'm here, I'm not going backwards just because some cancer decided to show up in my boob.
I mean, it's an amazing attitude. It's so inspiring. It's crazy. I can't say I would be the same. It's just awesome to hear.
Well, I mean, I hope that you would be, because you just kind of have to be. Like, what else do I have?
Have you had a lot of people reach out and
support? Yeah, it's which sometimes can be a lot. I'm not going to lie.
Sure.
But the support that I've gotten from all of you guys, from friends, from family, has been just wonderful. To know that you're constantly backed by this many people, to know that, you know, there's people lifting me up in their prayers, if that's what they do, or in their energies, if that's what they do.
Yeah.
Is a humbling thing, and I am so, so grateful to be able to sit in this chair and be that person. So we're going to make the hashtag Move Out Melvin.
Yep. We're going to get a picture of your shirt for the Instagram.
I will post it here in
so
just
cool.
a minute when we go to break. I made a t-shirt myself, brought out the Cricut machine, went to the Michaels. You know I love an arts and crafts project, Daniel. When I get to go to Michaels, just walking in the door of Michaels, the smell of it, Woo, it gets me going. Let me tell you what. I know you guys don't know what I'm talking about, but y'all out there know, do you know I do.
Kennedy, I would like to end the segment.
Go ahead.
Something that you did a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And it's your Impossible parody.
Oh, all right.
It Won't Beat Me.
All right, let's do it.
I sat alone in the dark as a machine centered in and smushed my girly parts. Biopsy probably left a scar. The call that came, cancer was proclaimed, and I'm dumbfounded in my car. So I decided there and then, I'm gonna fight it to the end. Can I get an amen? I am scared to death, I will not lie, but I am filled with only positive vibes. It can try, but you'll see, cancer here is the thing. You won't beat me. We're gonna cut it out, but don't you shed a tear on my account. I have got a great team. Cancer here is the thing. You won't beat me. For so long, you've been strong, so come and sing along. We are all now sisters, and we will be undone.
We are warriors.
Yeah, that's what we've become. So we decided there and then that we're gonna fight it to the end. Can we get an amen? I am scared to death, I will. Vibes. It can try, but you'll see, cancer here is the thing. You won't beat me. We're gonna cut it out, but don't you shed a tear on my account. With you all on my team, come and sing it with me. You won't beat me.
Oh, just hits every time.
I'm fine. Everything's fine.
I'm fine. A little dusty in the studio.
Let's do some traffic.
Well, I love you. We all love you.
I love you back, baby.
You're
going to
kick its
much.
Ass.
Yes, I am.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.